Blog Talk Radio.
This is your boy Yelly, the Drinking King, man. You are now tuning in to the hottest pregame radio show in the whole motherfucking world. College Park Radio, turn the fuck up.
College Park Radio, nigga, get in tune.
What's up, world? Tune up. You already know how we do it.
True, true. All right, man. Next, I'm going to introduce my nigga,
He's my mic or whatever. Nigga loud as hell. My nigga L.A.'s the drinking king. Holla at the people, boy.
Hey, folks, what's good? It's your boy, L.A., the motherfucking drinking king. I'm back and ready to fucking tune up. Let's get it.
Y'all know what it is, man. Hey, we in here tuned up, man. Like I said, we got our shots poured up. We got the loud already rolled up, man. We in here doing the fucking thing, man. Next, I got my boy, Dios, munching down on his motherfucking pizza and shit. What's good, boy?
Man, shit, Sterling Dios, man, shout out one time for the munchies, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, boy, my nigga Joint not here right now, he's late and shit, so we gonna clown him when he gets in this motherfucker. But last but not least, man, I got my nigga Jay. Jay, holla at the people, man.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's your boy Jay Jacobs here, man, College Park Radio. Tune up.
They call me
Hell Jay. Yeah, man, like I said, we got some ladies up in here, we got our niggas up in here, we in this motherfucker just tuned up right now. Man, like I said, we gonna definitely roast Joint when he gets in this bitch late as fuck. So we gonna take care of that, man. We gonna let y'all know what's up. But like I said, we got our shots poured up. So y'all know what time it is, man. It's time to take our first shot of the night, ladies and gentlemen. So I want everybody in Studio 15, open up your shot bottles, raise your shot glasses to this first shot. Let's go. Boy, we gonna be fucked up tonight. Everybody out there in radio land, look, this the pregame show, so y'all trying to get fucked up, pour y'all shots, take them with us throughout the show. I guarantee by 8 o'clock, you will be fucked up, no lie, I guarantee you that shit. Alright, man, so we about to go ahead and get into the first Molly mix. Before we do that shit, man, Dav, what's good with the World Star Hip Hop News, man?
Man, we got the young Kanye the Bay getting into it with MTV about the top MCs in the game list right now, debating about being number 7. We got a whole bunch of shit to talk about. Let's go.
Hell yeah, man. Like I said, it's Friday night, College Park Radio. We in this bitch. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go. DJ Gerald.
She wanna baller, for once, they never ever call her. She got swap, but I grew up on the car, but tryna get ahead till I bust up the shot. She wanna baller, for once, they never ever call her. She got swap, bitch, I grew up on the car, but tryna get ahead till I bust up the shot. She wanna ball
DJ Gerald.
They never ever call her.
Turn down for what, nigga?
I grew up on the car, tryna get ahead till I bust up the
shot.
In a Porsche at the block, and I pull up in a Porsche where they do that ass. Those are big ass Philly. You gotta light it with a torch. We young niggas smoking that. He say he the truth, but he really not. Cause the summer only time he hot. Yeah, all my niggas have it.
DJ
Jerry. That mean we the only one left. Nigga think different than he getting pressed.
Turn down for what, nigga?
Me and all my niggas know the wind. Kept me whipping in the Beamer all being.
ATL to Hollywood, got them hoes on Molly and they rolling good. 9 times out of 10, I'm rocking 8 chains. I'm a big dog, I'm a great dame. Hopping out the Beamer, potting in the Rari. Thick bitch named Keisha, shaking that filet. And your bitch with me, half naked in the lobby. We go up to the room, I blow smoke on the body. I walk it like I talk it, play it how I see it. Throw the money up and fall down on the head. 9 times out of 10, Christian the wind. 9 times out of 10, Elsa on the
ring.
Fuck them all. 50,000 in a rubber band and how we ball. Drop head, motherfucker, that's a lady. Ball hard on the hole like I'm baby.
Me and all my niggas know the wind. Kept me whipping in the
Turn down for what, nigga?
Came with my niggas, but I'm leaving with my bitch.
Get it out, get it out.
Yeah, throw a lemon
Thriller and Manila.
Beat it out, beat it out.
Yeah, Thriller and Manila.
Beat it out, beat it out.
Yeah, Thriller and Manila.
Beat it out, beat it out.
Hey, Thriller and Manila. Came with my niggas, but I'm leaving with my bitch.
Turn down for what, nigga? Pull up like a map. Met at the front, but I hit it from the back. Off top, Porsche with the off top. Shine like a ball spot, rise like Carl. I came from the hard knock. Sean Carter on the bitch. Born like Nino in the car on the bitch. Rolling up a smoke, then I pour a little liquor. Then I kidnap your bitch. You be calling, she don't pick up. Fucking up makeup. Molly in the drinker. Talk 100 chains. Bitch had to link up. I ain't fucking undercovers, but I'm fucking up a wild. My arm all covered. Talking John Wall. I'm the beast in the east. 100 chains on. Roll with them pushes. And I ain't Big Sean. Brown bag spinner. How your main bitch turning. Then pass to my dog. I don't catch feelings. I
came with my niggas, but I'm leaving with my bitch. Came with my niggas, but I'm leaving with my bitch. Came with my niggas, but I'm leaving with my bitch. Came with my niggas, but I'm leaving with my bitch.
Turn down for what, nigga?
Yeah, Thriller and Manila.
DJ J.
Yeah, Thriller and Manila.
Beat it out, beat it out.
Thriller and Manila.
Beat it out, beat it out.
Yeah, Thriller and Manila.
Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the mouth, no sleep. Smoke a 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why? Rolling, pocket swollen. Riding in it like a stolen.
DJ J.
Hella conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got 100 grand in my ashtray. Spent 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo. Nigga act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga problem, that's my bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a low-low. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero. Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch man. Nigga say. Everything about me. Everything about me. Everything about me. Everything about
turn
me. Everything about me. Everything about me. Why? Probably come with the moles like a donut. Throw more weed than you years ever smoked up. Why? Big make a choke up. Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. No lock. We ain't letting no more bros in. But for sure, we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it. Give a dick before I give a bitch my government. Why? Why? That's 8, I got 8 more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's 8 more. Fuck a pussy, fuck grinding. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till I drop, fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane. Yell it up. Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me.
Boy, Dab, you're not tuned in and turned up with College Park Radio.
All right, man. Yo, that was the Molly Mix, y'all. Y'all know how we get down here. College Park Radio play nothing but new shit. That was some brand new Travis Porter for y'all, man. Y'all check out their mixtape. That shit just dropped. We in Studio 15, and we tuned up right now, man. I'm sipping on some motherfucking E&J, and this shit got me, like, slapped right now, low-key. I ain't even gonna front. I'm getting over a cold, so, like, what I did was, last night, I got sick, so I took some shot of some vodka last night. That shit kind of helped me out. I was still sick today when I woke up, so I took some more drink. I probably took like 5 shots before the show started, just so I could breathe, because I couldn't breathe, you know what I'm saying? It's not because I'm an alcoholic, I'm just trying to breathe and shit. No. You know what I'm saying? They say alcohol make you feel better. No,
that
so
shit do. Like, alcohol will open up your chest, you know what I'm saying? Let you, like, get some air and that shit.
Right. I mean, like,
a shot, that shit hurt all up in here, so you can feel that
that's
shit.
That's why you ain't never been sick before.
Hell no. The other take a straight shot.
And then, like, I looked at the NyQuil bottle and it said 10% alcohol. So, like, I mean, that shit got alcohol in it already. So I was just like, fuck it. What if I drink some 80 proof? That shit should make me feel good. So I'm really fucked up because I took like 5 shots before the show started, and I'm about to go ahead and take another shot because that's how we get down here on College Park Radio. So we got everybody got their shots poured up. Everybody seem dark tonight, except the ladies. The ladies is drinking. The ladies is actually sipping on some Absolute or whatever. So one of the ladies, DJ Bam Bam, she seen dark out.
Turn up. What you drink?
Who else is drinking on dark? Who else sipping on? Oh, shit. Tune up. Boy, that's what's up. So everybody in there, we got our shots poured. So we probably going to take our next shot, yo.
Hello.
Everybody raise their shit up. Let's go. Y'all know how we get down, man. It's the pregame of pregame shows.
Okay.
Actually, we the only motherfucking pregame show, period.
Period.
So if you trying to get fucked up before you go to the club, before you go to a house party, before anything, before you go anywhere on Friday, Saturday night, holla at us. College Park Radio. You know what it is. Well, right now, we about to go ahead and get into our World Star Hip Hop News. So, Dev, what's good with the World Star Hip Hop News, G?
Yo, what's good? I know y'all missed me last weekend.
True. Hey, shout out. Hey, big ups to my nigga Dev. He wasn't here last weekend. In case y'all ain't know, man, big ups to this nigga. He went to the Big 12 out in Kansas, dog. Before we get into the World Star Hip Hop News, dog, tell us how that experience was, man.
Oh, man, it was a great experience. Taught me a lot about leadership going forward. So, you know what I'm saying? Look out for a new Dev coming.
Any funny-ass moments happening on that fucking trip, G?
I fell down like 7 stairs, but that's a whole other story, though.
That sounds like a good story right now. How you fall down these stairs?
This one dude got drunk off like a half a cup of Bacardi, and he was coming up the stairs, and I seen him like grab onto the banister, and I'm like, damn, this nigga Mike gonna fall. So I'm like, fuck. I'm like, somebody come help me. Nobody helped me. So I'm at the top of the stairs. I try to grab this nigga. As soon as I grab this nigga arm, like, he went dead, like, dead weight. So now you, like, this nigga fall, steal my, like, got my arm, like, clenched, and I fell down, like, 8 stairs, face forward, G. If I wasn't drunk, like, I would have been pissed off. Like, it would have been some real serious shit, but.
So y'all tuned up out there?
Yeah, I hit my head on the bus too, G. That shit was
damn.
Hey, low key though, I've been a Big 12, G, and like Big 12, you do learn like a lot of like leadership, but you have fun as hell. You get to party and you get, man, y'all know I got fucked up.
I was on some LA shit, right?
And who the fuck is this banging on the door and shit? Watch this be joint as late as fuck. Was it joint? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this nigga joint finally arrived, man. Late as fuck with a lawn chair and shit. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome my nigga joint finally to the show. Late as fuck and shit. Joint, man. Hey, joint, come here. Come holler at the people, man. Come here. Come holler at the people with your lawn chair and shit.
Trick ass Mark.
You ain't got no room for your chair, though. I'm just letting you know. Studio 15 is tuned up right now. We packed in this motherfucker, man. But that's good, damn. I'm glad you had fun, G. We missed you last week, man. So, you know, big ups to you, though. I know you making moves and shit.
I was on some LA shit, though. One time we was on a bus going to this little party. Now we was going to some shit, and the bus driver was going like 70. So I got my cup in my hand, right? So the girl next to me, I'm standing up. She like, are you going to drop this lick on me? I'm like, I'm a fucking alcoholic. I wouldn't spill no lick on nobody.
True.
So we going like 7. This nigga hitting speed bumps. Mind you, I got the shit with my left hand, my non-dominant hand. Got the cup like this. You ain't spill shit.
Yeah, that's some real shit, G.
I was on some LA shit.
Hell yeah, that was smart as hell.
See, that's what real alcoholics do, G. You know what I mean? You don't spill shit. All right, man. So,
Let me go ahead and get into the World Star Hip Hop.
Before you do, my nigga Joint gotta say what's up to the people. He ain't did that shit. Like, what the fuck you got with you, dog?
That's a
complicated ass shit. Hey, come here, come on, let's people, man.
This bitch is like a dream catcher.
Just say what's up to him, man.
What's good, B? This Joint, man. Finally tuned in and shit.
Finally late and shit. That's what's up, man. So we got the World Star Hip Hop News. So, Dad, what's good with that, man?
We here at College Park Radio believes in reporting the news you want to hear from a reliable and accredited source, a source known for its accuracy and truthfulness, a source highly respected in the field of journalism. Ladies and gentlemen, that source is WorldStarHipHop.com. It's time for the World Star Hip Hop News with Daz.
Alright, let's go ahead and get into it. Now, every year MTV does the hottest MCs in the game. Kanye had a problem with being number 7, which I think is like disrespectful to me. But Kanye was number 7. He went on a little rant about it. He still feels like Wayne is the best rapper alive, which is bullshit to me. But we can go ahead and get into this, man. Give it to you first, LH, because I know you feel deeply about shit like this.
All right, so before LH talks, so Kanye West is number 7 on the top 10 hottest MC list right now.
Yeah.
And he's, all right.
So he's bullshit.
All right.
I'm not just saying that because Kanye is my favorite rapper, and he's from Chicago. Yeah. It's some bullshit.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, then who was number 1?
They don't have that part yet.
They announced it tonight.
They just announced the first, the last 10, the last 5, actually.
Oh, the last 5. So yeah. Who was under Kanye or whatever?
Future was number 9. Big Sean was number 6. Future was number 9.
Gucci wasn't on that list, so don't even look for him.
I know they're not gonna have Gucci on there.
Meek Mills was number 10.
He's a trap rapper.
Meek Mills was 10. Drake was 6. Drake was number 6.
No, Sean was 6. Big Sean was 6.
Well, I feel like
Drake was.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying, Kanye, he hasn't even put anything really out, you know what I'm saying? So why should he be higher on the list? He doesn't deserve that. He hasn't had any albums out this year. You know what I'm saying? Wayne been putting shit out. He came out with Dedication. He coming out with the new hip.
Come on, that whack ass mixtape?
That mixtape was decent, you know what I'm saying? It was alright. It was just some Wayne.
That mixtape was garbage.
Mixtape. It was just a mixtape. It wasn't that serious. Then he said come out with his new album. Wayne always got some shit out. Yeah, he needs to step his shit up and keep some new shit coming, and then motherfuckers will put him high on the list. And he's just stop bitching. He always bitching about some shit. He a fucking demon. He's
If Lil Wayne is higher than Big Sean Ellis, it's some bullshit.
Nigga, Lil Wayne is like, he's one of the hottest rappers right now. You feel me? Lil Wayne is on everything. What is Lil Wayne not on? The hottest song out right now, I bet you Lil Wayne on it.
Hold on. The only reason Lil Wayne is way is in the countdown is only because of his history. His history is way bigger than how he is now. They ain't caring about the clown that he is. They just talking about his history overall. Personally, I think Kanye West, I agree with that. Kanye West is the only artist on the list down there that hasn't made a mixtape.
Alright, true.
That's true, though.
That's some real
shit. They just don't like him. That's just the bottom line. He just don't.
And I don't care. Lil Wayne fell the fuck off, man. That nigga is not—he's not Lil Wayne no more. Like Pusha T said, he lost his drug swag after he came out of jail. That nigga—he lost his swag.
Can I go back to my quote? Can I go back to my quote from the beginning of the year?
Joy trying to say something.
What's your quote, dog? What's your quote?
Lil Wayne came out of jail rapping like a white teenager.
I told Sign that shit. What you gotta say, John?
Listen, I don't think Kanye deserved to be even 7 because honestly, he sold himself out. I don't feel.
How Kanye sold himself out?
Because have y'all heard that song he got with, it was one song when he was with Rick Ross. I forgot, what's the name of that song?
That was the new dress? What you talking about?
I don't know what song it is. I don't know, but that's not with him, but it's one song.
That was the new dress.
Oh, you talking about the song with DJ Khaled? You talking about the song with DJ Khaled?
I Wish You Would?
Yeah, Wish You Would?
Yeah, he don't sound like the same Kanye West I know from My Dark Twisted.
He sound like, on that song, he sound like the Kanye from Lollipop Remix.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with it, Joe.
Yeah, like the Lollipop Remix?
No, I'm not talking about Lollipop Remix. I'm talking about that song. I ain't fucking
fuck with
that song. And let me talk about Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne low-key sneaked his way back in, getting radio play all around.
Oh, love.
He sneaked his way back in.
It's not hard to get radio play, though.
But he's getting more radio play than Kanye right now.
But it's always, I mean, like, it's not hard to get radio play at all.
The thing is, another thing about this is, it's not the best 10 rappers or how you think it, like, lyrically. It's like, who's popping right now?
Who in the club?
Like,
Cole, but Who in the club right now getting it rocking? Like, I can't play no Kanye song right now in the club and be like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I can play some Lil Wayne shit.
But you can play.
I'm not even thinking about trying to make a club famous.
But you can play I Don't Like the Remix.
So why you should be on
You can play.
That's Chief Keef.
You don't play. You can play I Don't Like the Remix and Kanye's verse on I Don't Like the Remix.
You can play Theraflu in the club.
But I'm saying you can play more Lil Wayne tracks, but that's all I'm saying. But let's just go to what's the next topic? Let's go. We ain't got to talk about this. What's the next thing?
You can go interrupt. Speaking on that though, we gonna have College Park's gonna have their own top hottest MC list episode coming up very soon. It'll be after our spring break, so I want y'all to tune in for that shit because we gonna go in on ourselves and pick the 10 hottest MCs right now.
And but, Gucci will be on that list.
Get the fuck out
Gucci
of
Gucci might be on that list.
How far back in the decade are we going?
It's just like right now.
Right now.
Like right now. Yeah,
Gucci would definitely be on the list.
We gonna fuck with it. So all right. So Gucci wasn't on the last five. So you think he'll be on the top five for MTV?
Yeah.
Right?
I'm saying he should be. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you though. You think Chief Keef gonna be on the top five? No.
He might. They might have Chief up there. They might have him up there because he's been popping. Let me ask you this.
Do you think Kendrick Lamar gonna be number one?
No.
Why not?
Why? Because I don't think Kendrick Lamar gonna be.
This nigga had like the hottest selling album of the year. What you mean?
He's the only. But he's about to go platinum.
He's the only artist about to go platinum. And he's not Drake or Lil Wayne, Kanye or Jay-Z. He's about to go platinum.
But this is not talking about history. It's talking about like right now.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar. That's what I'm saying. Like Kendrick Lamar, you think he's gonna be on the top five?
Yeah, I do. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't think Kanye should be even that high up there.
Yeah, I don't think Kanye should be on the list neither.
He's not even doing nothing right now.
He should be replaced with Gucci.
That nigga's in France designing dresses.
Bro.
But let's just
say he's in France designing dresses.
He's still relevant though.
And even, you know what? Not
like
even.
I said earlier,
not get into it.
Let's go to the next subject.
What you gotta say? I want to know what you gotta say now.
Nah, man, fuck that. Cause let me get real emotional. Shit, fuck y'all. Anyway, Kanye told Sway he bought him his first TV anyway. Next, we gonna get into it since LH wanna talk about this bullshit. Future and Ciara recently got together. I don't really give
for
a
real?
Fuck about this shit. Like,
when this shit happened?
I don't actually. He was like, look, put this on there. I don't give a fuck about this
but
shit.
But I just think that I was looking on some little, I don't know, it was on
Time out.
First I think that on Twitter, somebody's like, man, I feel like Future and Ciara, I feel like it's a hoax or it ain't real or some shit. And then I looked it up and then they was like, yeah.
Future and Ciara.
Yeah, they go together now. Yeah, they dating now, you know. And I just feel like that's cool shit. Everybody needs somebody in their
You're a jump them, off, you know? Dog.
She fell off, though.
How she a jump off? She be chilling. She be cooling, man.
Jump off.
Oh, they dropped her. That's why
she did get dropped, though. But she a jump off. She.
I feel like she's gonna come back, though.
Yeah, Sierra from Bay. She just came out with that I'm sorry, that little sorry song. That
she a jump off, man.
Yeah, you know, that I'm sorry. That shit was decent, folks.
Never heard of it.
Y'all ain't hear that shit?
Jay said he's never heard of it.
That's because you not like, if you were in the car.
So that means the white community never heard of this song.
Oh, for real?
So Future and Ciara, I'm just curious. Like, so alright, so I think Ciara's a jump off. Just that's just me personally. Cause who was she dating at the Bow Wow? She fucked with 50G.
Cause you know they made that little song
she
together.
She fucked with 50, but then she fucked with Reggie Bush.
And she might have been fucked, but hey, you know what I'm saying?
She's a jump off. She just trying to get a career on.
Yeah, every girl do they look.
She a jump off.
And just the only reason you saying she a jump off is because she a celebrity and all her niggas out here. You know what I'm saying?
If she was a regular chick, she only had jump off.
Like low key, she only fuck with five niggas. She fuck five niggas.
What five niggas that you know of?
In the regular society right now, a girl fucking five niggas ain't that bad.
Five niggas that you know of.
Right. Five niggas was reported on.
Right. Five niggas that celebrities. You don't know how many niggas she fucked that wasn't celebrities.
Okay, about eight. That ain't that bad either. That's decent.
Like, why do you act like you really know these people?
Right. LH man, like, he know these motherfuckers. Like, he got personal relationship with Ciara and shit.
Hey, y'all don't know what I know.
Ciara jump off. That's all I'm saying. You know. She's trying to get her career back on track, so she's just hopping on. Future.
Hey, she's smart, though, because now she gets some buzz because she with a hot artist right now. She's smart. She needs to get like these. She with a hot artist. Future hot right now.
So what happened to talent, nigga? Like, what happened to you just having talent and you be hot? You feel me?
Fuck that. Fuck that. You got to get on with the get on. Whoever hot, get with them. That's what everybody do. That's why everybody fuck with Chief Keef. They see Chief Keef hot.
they want all the T get on the song. Whoever hot, they want you on their shit. Why would you fuck with somebody that's not, you know what I'm saying, big right now? That's weak as hell.
So with Chief being locked up, you feel like his hot is, you feel like he's like dying down a little bit?
Hell yeah.
Not really, because he still got songs coming out.
He got a new song
with Reese. He had a mixtape that came out, and he had a couple songs with Gucci too.
Alright.
So shit, he got music still coming out. So how he gonna die down if he still got music coming out?
In my opinion, all Hollywood relationships are fixed.
Close that door.
So, I mean, you say what you want. I feel like they all fixed. That's why I don't really give a fuck about relationships in Hollywood.
Alright, dog. That shit bogus as hell, man.
They don't even live in Hollywood. They live in Atlanta.
Bottom line, Sierra's a jump off. So what's next with the worst of hip hop news, man?
This nigga left alone. Alright, J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar are supposed to be coming out with a collaboration album. I feel like that shit gonna be dope as hell.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all feel about it. I feel like Lester finna shoot this.
That shit gonna be a sad ass motherfucking album. They gonna be sad as hell on that shit. It's gonna be cold, but it's just gonna be sad as hell. Like,
oh, that shit gonna be sad.
It's gonna be some shit I'm gonna listen to.
I don't know nothing about Mello.
I'm just saying, that's some real shit.
That
having a paralyzed shit. No, y'all act like I'm saying it's gonna be weak. I'm just saying it's gonna be sad. Like, it's gonna be some shit when my girl break up with me or some shit. Like,
no, you're thinking of Drake, nigga.
Kendrick Lamar like that. He got that same little tone to him and J. Cole.
He got that slow.
But it's not no sad shit. Like,
yeah,
oh, my girl just broke up with me. Shit.
It's the same kind of.
Have you even heard his album?
Yeah, I listened to his album. I listened to music.
I ain't hear no shit. Oh, my girl just broke up with me.
I'm saying, like,
my wrist.
It's just slow. G and J. Cole, he got a lot of like slow shit too, so I don't know, G. It's gonna be decent though.
That shit gonna be hot. It's an album, not a mixtape.
It said it's supposed to be an album, but you know, motherfuckers be lying.
That should be decent. I think that should be decent, man.
But what
would the hottest label ever right now?
Collab albums don't never work out. Just think about it. Jay-Z, R. Kelly.
Jay-Z and Kanye West. What are you talking about?
Okay, that worked out, but that's because they fucking or some shit.
And you said Jay-Z and R. Kelly?
Yeah,
that shit was cold.
And then they got mad at each other.
That
they don't even fuck with each other no more.
That shit went double platinum.
They still made money off of it.
They did,
the album was raw.
And then Lil Wayne and Juelz were supposed to come out with that. I can't feel my face.
That's
why they never come out. Come out with an album. They ain't never come out
with
it.
That album was
going to
flop.
That shit was going to flop, nigga. Right. What you mean? Jay-Z and Kanye's album, that shit went probably double
platinum.
Okay,
that was
decent,
yeah.
So collab albums, that shit going to work. And I think Kendrick and J. Cole, I don't know if it's going to go platinum, but I think that shit would rock, though.
Boy, you sound ignorant.
That's just me, though. Anybody else got something to say on this? Dios, you've been hella quiet, dog, with your shade. What you gotta say, G? What you gotta say about this?
Exactly.
I know you fuck with Kendrick Lamar, right?
Yeah.
You fuck with J. Cole?
Yeah, he a cool dude too.
See, Dios, he actually fuck with real MCs, cause I mean, this nigga do rap. You feel me? He do the freestyles and shit. So I feel like, what you gotta say about this, dog? I'm just curious.
Man, all I'm gonna say is I'm gonna have to wait to see what it sound like, cause I don't know about J. Cole. I fuck with Kendrick. Kendrick got some energy from him. J. Cole, that's kind of slow. You know how you think about life.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying something about both of them niggas is slow as hell. Especially J. Cole. Like, J. Cole be making me think like about a lot of shit. Like, damn, like, niggas, they're focused as hell.
The only thing I'll say about J. Cole, I feel like J. Cole kind of lost a lot of his buzz because he took like a long ass break in the game. So he's not as relevant now as he used to be.
Let the baby ass brain get overpowered.
No, I'm just saying. My brain don't get overpowered, but G. If I can't really refer to the songs that I'm talking about, but like a couple of songs he was talking about, like how niggas don't take care of their kids and a whole bunch of shit. Like,
but that's some real shit though.
That's real shit. But I'm trying to have fun. I understand niggas don't take care of their kids, but I'm trying to get fucked up to have a good time. I'm really trying to think about.
All right.
Somebody
else. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. All right, they killing my vibe right now. So we about to go ahead and move on, man. What else is good with the world I have about
this? Subject is this Nick Cannon is supposed to be playing the real Rick Ross, not Ricky Rose.
I know you heard about
not
that.
Not Ricky Rose, but the real Rick Ross in the movie. Me personally, nigga, you can't go from Nickelodeon to playing gangster movies. That's all I'm gonna say. It gotta be in between or something. You gotta play a fake ass gangster somewhere in the middle. Like, you just can't go from fucking all of that. And who was the other show he was on?
Nick Cannon, he had his own show.
But I feel like
he had his own show on Nickelodeon called Nick Cannon. And he had Wild Out. But I can't see him going from that to playing Freeway Ricky Ross. I just can't see that shit.
Like a lot of studying.
He getting his money, man. And plus, McKenna, he an actor. He could play. He played a nerd. He played all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? He an actor, man.
But look, check it. Nick Cannon. Yeah, that was the only. Nick Cannon's movies are known to notoriously flop. Drumline. That's what I was saying.
That movie was a little cover.
When
that
nigga played like
undercover
cop or some shit.
That shit was weak.
Yeah. That nigga had like 8 more movies that nobody talks about. That's why on Loud Now, that's all they used to do was talk about his
talk about his movies and shit. Alright. So tune up, man. That was the worst of hip hop news. Is that all you got there?
Yeah, cause I don't feel like talking about shit else with Lester right now.
So hey, did y'all hear about that hostage situation here? Hey, we go to WIU out here in Illinois. In case y'all ain't know, we some real ass college students, and there was like this hostage situation that happened last night, like a block away from me, man. Did y'all hear about that shit?
Hell yeah.
You hear about that shit, Jay?
I actually had to cover the news on it because I thought I was the news day, man. We had to cover the news. You know what I mean?
So what y'all find out about that, man?
Man, it was a prank call.
It was
some
a prank
girl,
call.
Called, and the cops heard some guy say, "Hey, are you calling the cops?" And she heard up and hung up the phone. And the cops hurried up and rushed there. The whole SWAT team was there.
So there was no the SWAT was there.
Well, call police.
Yeah, the SWAT was there.
But look. I read
no, the woman was making an idiot of herself. The cops were just trying to do the best they could to help a citizen.
Yeah, I read Jay did say he loved the cops. So.
No, man.
Yeah, he do. This nigga do fuck with the feds and shit.
I can't. But this woman called and said there was a person with a gun trying to kill me and hung up the phone after she called 911. That's serious. I don't care.
G, but thing is, after you call her back and she don't say shit, fuck that, fuck it, shit.
Hey,
real talk.
That's why you can't be no cop.
No, but thing is, I'm not saying he was supposed to call her back a couple more times. And then, thing is, like, they just wasted a hell of money. They wasted a hell of motherfucking time. And then the police on the fucking on TV looking dumb as hell, like, it ain't a prank. Looking dumb as fuck.
Cops are already dumb as hell. I read the realest tweet. Somebody said that was just a diversion to something that way bigger than happened to McComb. Like, somebody could have been trying to do something way bigger than that. All the city cops at that crib.
All of them.
You know what I'm saying?
McComb ain't used to no shit like that.
True.
This is what I heard. It was like a girl. I heard she was hostage or whatever. I heard it was a boyfriend or whatever. That's just what I heard. And it kind of intrigued me because it kind of brought me to my next our topic for tonight. Because I'm like, damn, like she must have had some good ass pussy for her to be held hostage by her boyfriend, right?
Okay,
that's cool though. We niggas though. That's what we supposed to talk about. We can't just talk about like. I don't know what else to talk about. You're right.
Hey, there ain't nothing else to talk about. Hey, we college students. Hey, fuck that. Hey, we college students, man. That's all we talk about is pussy, man.
Hey,
everyone
had the realest tweet yesterday.
What'd he say?
What was your tweet, man?
The bitch got kidnapped because the nigga got a fucked up grade. So he was like, "You gonna change my grade? I'm gonna kill this bitch." And I ain't gonna lie, I was like, as fucked up as it sounds, I was praying that this hostage situation turned to something bigger so we wouldn't have class today.
I was too. But it intrigued me though. I'm like, damn, she must have broke up with this nigga or some shit. Like, her shit must have been hella good. So it brings me to my topic for tonight. Which is, why do niggas do stupid shit for pussy? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Right now, we're about to go ahead and get back into the Molly Mix. And ladies and gentlemen, it's College Park Radio. It's Friday night. We tuned up in this bitch, man. We're about to go ahead and get back into the mix. Once we come back from the mix, we're going to take our next shot. So make sure y'all got y'all shit poured up. And we're gonna get tuned up in this motherfucker. But our topic for the night is, why do niggas do stupid shit for pussy? Alright, so if y'all with it, we gonna tune up when we come back.
College Park Radio, nigga, get it to me.
I ain't
gotta fuck your bitch, I got my own girl. I ain't gotta smoke your weed, I got my own drugs. I ain't gotta drink your drink, I got my own drugs. I ain't gotta pop your pills, I got my own drugs. I'm going in the party with my own drugs. Got my girl on the molly with her own girl. I really ain't stressing, I ain't even stressing. Bitch, I got my own girl.
I do.
I ain't gotta smoke your weed. I got my own drug.
I do.
I really ain't stressing. I ain't even stressing.
No.
I really ain't stressing. Why you stressing me? God keep on blessing me. I know how to make money, baby. This the recipe. Your pussy shit. Recipe especially. Murder scene. Hit her from the back. She like Hercules. Hercules.
DJ Jerm.
Then I took over the spot. Then I took over the block. Then I took over hip hop. Then I started geeking. Then I started tweaking. Then I started reaching. Then I stopped speaking. Finished Monday. Started on the weekend. Gas in my car. I got gas in my car. You can smell it when I'm passing your car. It's the last of the raw. All you need is a straw. And when I ain't feeling good, all I need is a mouth. Show up. Your pockets on donuts. Yeah. Got my posse out in broad day. Been up all night. It's been a long day. I'm trying to get how you fucking up my feng shui. Gotta fuck your bitch, I got my own girl.
No.
I ain't gotta smoke your weed, I got my own drugs.
College Park Radio, man.
I ain't gotta drink your drink, I got my own drugs.
Yeah.
I ain't gotta pop your pills, I got my own drugs. I walk in the party with my own drugs. Got my girl on the molly with a home girl.
everything I do, I see somebody
DJ
watch girl. Lost everything I had in future, say he got
okay.
I turned them free bands to millions of dollars.
Working.
Made some Jew a doubt, now I'm good in Ohio. Sit like my slick partner, blow them packs by you.
Yeah.
Hit up dope phone, they working in the gum. So anything you want, I got it in the trunk.
Yeah.
Only thing I know is get them packs in. Don't ever let a nigga think you need him. Fuck a friend, be about your business. Stand ten toes down and get it. And work,
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 work, work,
work,
work,
work,
work, work,
work,
work,
work,
work,
work, work.
Dude, this your boy LX the Drinking King, man. Y'all turned up with College Park Radio, man. Let's get it.
All right, peoples, man, y'all know what it is, man. It's Friday night, College Park Radio, the pregame show. So you know what time it is, man. It's time for us to take our next shot. So let's go ahead and raise our glasses before we get into this topic. Let's go. Let's tune up.
Why, Q, fuck up.
I used to best shot quitting.
Wow. Ballers on the set. Yo, you know what it is, man. We don't turn up no more. Fuck that turn up shit, man. We tune up now. We starting a movement. It's called Tune Up or Shut Up. So get with it or get lost. You feel me? All right. So my nigga Joint, he got the Rap Fix news, man. What's going on with hip hop, G? All right.
So check it out. We got some new mixtapes that dropped. We got some new mixtapes to drop. We got Travis Porter just dropped a mixtape.
True.
You also check it out. It was been hosted by DJ Skin.
True.
Drake came out nowhere and dropped a cold little single. It's called 5 a.m. in Toronto. It's pretty dope. Y'all should check
5
it out.
5 a.m. in Toronto, true.
And check out OJ the Juice Man on the comeback. Hey. He just dropped a mixtape.
Hey.
And yeah, you know.
That's my nigga right there. I fucks with OJ the Juice Man.
Hey, he's my favorite rapper.
That nigga kind of went, like, disappeared for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. That's because he had me in the trap, man. He don't have to drop music. But yeah, oh. Fredo Santana from DBE dropped a mixtape. Fredo Cougar. Nah,
thank
he
you.
Ain't garbage.
Thank you.
Wait, time out, time out, time out. Wait, time out, time out. Let me tell you. Wait. Let me tell y'all what Drake told me. Drake told me Fredo was better than Rocky Fresh.
Oh, hell yeah.
They
fell
easy. They fell easy.
Cold.
They fell easy.
Fredo cold.
They fell easy.
Well,
he's doing his thing.
Rocky Fresh
is doing his thing.
DB, when that shit drops,
he don't say shit. He don't say shit. He don't feel no box.
And when that what that shit dropped, huh?
Last week.
All right, true. Tune up. What else we got? Yeah. Is that all we got?
Gucci Man, Scooter dropped the mixtape. 3 weeks too.
Yeah,
too true. Gucci gonna come up.
That shit rock.
That's
just, I don't think it's better than Trap God 2, but that shit rock though.
How you feel about
that? Is?
How you feel about 5 a.m. in Toronto though?
You think it's better than starting from the bottom?
I was just about to. I was made it, man.
You think it's better than starting from the bottom?
No. Started from the bottom.
Started from the bottom got played out hella quick. In my opinion, that shit got played out the first week. That shit dropped.
I still love to listen to it.
Of course you do, Jay. Alright, so look. So before we went to the Molly Mix, we was talking about the stupid shit that niggas do for pussy. Now, the reason why we brought this subject up, for y'all that don't know, where we go to school at, there was a hostage situation. Now, I thought the nigga that, you know, held up the chick, I thought it was his girlfriend. And then my mind just wanders. I thought, hey, she broke up with this nigga or some shit. So, I was like, that'd be a good-ass topic. Because it reminded me of the super shit that I would do for some pussy. So, I'm trying to figure out, like, why do niggas do stupid shit for some pussy, dog? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. I'm trying to figure out. We got some ladies in here. I want to get their opinion tonight. Why do we do stupid shit for y'all pussy? That's the topic for tonight, man. We're going to start with LH, man. So let me ask you a question. Now, have you ever done some stupid shit for some pussy?
I have done a lot of stupid shit for some pussy.
Like getting this, like what kind of what have you done for some pussy, dog?
Like I probably
just to impress the girl or whatever.
Do you mean probably just for the pussy period, like to try to get it, or just?
I mean, just for a female period.
Like shit, like I didn't jump out of windows and shit, just to sneak out the crib, just so I could see a chick, like young as hell, just try to get out the crib. One time I jumped out the window with an air, you know how the air conditioning be in the window. I was so thirsty, G-Lo. I had to get out the crib. I know I couldn't go out the door, so I'm like, I gotta see. I ain't even getting none that night. I'm gonna keep it 100, but.
You jumped out the window for no reason?
I still got a scratch. I had a long ass scratch. I was bleeding and shit. I got a scratch on my arm and shit. I was bleeding. And when I went over there, she was like, "Why did you bleed?" I'm like, "Man, I ain't even try to talk about it." You know what I'm saying? And then,
but she ain't getting no pussy.
I ain't even getting none, man. I'm gonna keep it 100. I was that because the night before, I thought I was gonna get some. And
that bitch, you at least touched the pussy.
No, see, she ended up. She was gonna go back to the crib. She was staying on one of my friends' crib. She was gonna leave. She ain't actually faded.
Did you at least caress her
titties? Yeah. The night before, I was sucking on her titties and shit. I was kissing her. I was having a good time. So today, I'm like, man, I know. You know what I'm saying? I got that the night before. I know. But she ain't even know, you know what I'm saying? It was cool though, you know what I'm saying? Even though I cut my arm and I got every time I look at that sky though, I'm like, I'm a dumbass nigga though.
Oh, on my arm. That shit funny as hell. All right, so look, we got some ladies in here. I really want to get their opinion. Like, why do we niggas do some silly ass shit for pussy? So let's pass the mic off. Let's pass that mic off to the ladies. Yeah. So look, ladies, why do we niggas do some stupid shit for pussy? That's the question. Why do we do it? Or what have a nigga done for you to get some?
Answer the question.
Any lady want to answer that question? Nobody want to take the mic.
Everybody just fucked up.
I really don't know. I mean, it's probably the greatest feeling in the world for me. Why ruin it? Keep it moving.
All right, so what's the craziest shit somebody done for you to get something? Y'all know y'all got some stories why y'all partners. Terry, what's up, Terry? You know, like that, though? They can't tell the secret.
All right.
That's
right. You bring that mic back over here.
Okay, my ex-boyfriend, he actually took the trains to my house in the middle of a blizzard, and he lived across town, like 20 miles away.
Yeah, I know you done some stupid shit.
Alright, check it out. I'll tell y'all one story. You know what I'm saying? From back in the day. Okay, it was a Thursday night. I was in high school still. I was a senior in high school. Had my whip and everything. I live on the first floor of the house. Everybody else lives upstairs. So I went out my window, got in the car. You know what I'm saying? Went to this little party at like 2 a.m. Like across town and shit. And then I ended up getting so drunk, lost my keys. Had to try to sneak back in my crib to get the spare keys to get my car. Ended up having to stay there and get my car the next day. That was like the worst thing I ever did, but I ended up getting what I came for, so it was worth the party and the sneaking out. So.
I'm there.
I got the pussy at the end of the day.
Oh, so you got it? Okay.
I went through the hassle and got right on it.
You didn't stab me back in my head.
So niggas do silly shit for pussy, but like, do females do silly shit for dick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Is there any opinions on this one? Like, has a female ever done some silly shit to you just to get some? Or has you ever done something for some dick? Like, that's the question. Like, who wants to start this off? I want to know.
Hey, real talk. One time, IG, one time it was this one shorty. I was at my crib. I stay like all the way east. She stay like on the low end.
And in
was,
Chicago, by the way.
Wow. That's but anyway, we was at the crib, and I told her, like, man, it's just me and my cousins chilling. At first, you know what I'm saying, it's my older cousin tried to make me feel bad because he was leaving the house. And he was like, man, you gotta have her bring one of her friends over. Y'all got to run a train on her. So I'm like, man, you know, I'm not about that running train life or whatever. So I texted her, told her to come over. And I was like, man, you should come over. I didn't give her my address or nothing. I called her. She said she was on her way out. Now, that was like some low-key thirsty shit. Right? So, I need to get this bitch my address tonight. But she was going to get her Amtrak ticket that night, though.
Oh, she about to get the train ran on her?
Yeah. If y'all don't know what an Amtrak ticket is, it's when a female acquires a ticket to get a train ran on her. It's not a real ticket.
So how can females acquire this ticket? So, cause I know there's a lot of dudes who try to run trains for females. How can they get this ticket?
All right, that's all you gotta do is you gotta get two or more males to engage in sexual activity.
That's kind of gay though. How you said it, but I understand on the train.
I'm saying from a female perspective.
Oh, okay, you gotta let that be known.
As a female, you have to have two or more men engaged in some type of sexual activity on you, aka run the train, aka choo choo, aka Amtrak,
aka the little engine that could.
Wow. That's funny as hell.
Derek kind of.
Alright, we're not gonna go there.
No, fuck that. Fuck that.
Alright, so look.
That's a train.
My
Why
boy.
Did you do that? That's a train.
So look. My boy Wes.
Like I'm trying to come in.
Alright. So look. My boy Wes just walked in Studio 15, man. Hey, look, the topic tonight is why do niggas do stupid shit for pussy?
And
have you ever done some stupid shit for some pussy?
Are
females thirsty for dick? And
Ellie, turn your phone off, nigga.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Oh no, don't throw nothing hard.
That's pretty much the topic for tonight. Hey, while Wes is pouring up his shot, because y'all know how we get down here at Studio 15, while he's pouring up his shot, Jay, I gotta ask you a question, dog.
What's up, man?
Have you ever done some stupid shit for some pussy, dog?
The female that spoke just a little bit ago, how her man walked, took the train 20 miles to go see her to get some puss. I've done the same thing. No, check this out. Let me tell the story. Can I tell the story? So I took the train, right? I wanted to take the train too. Accidentally got off at Woodstock. Okay, that's not the right stop if you want to know what Woodstock is. That's just not the right stop. So I ended up walking to the next train station because I thought she was going to be there. It took me about 2 hours, and it was snowing outside. And I walked the tracks, and that's dangerous, they said.
Why did you walk the tracks?
Because I wanted to see her. I wanted to get some puss, man.
Hey, folks, can you please stop saying some puss, G? That shit weird as fuck.
That's all like some shit that somebody like
would okay.
Yeah, like well, I was trying out of bumps, G. That's nasty.
Like the puss that run out of car.
Well, I was trying to get some pussy. Right. Is that better?
No, just say vagina. I think better. You're a vagina type of dude. You're a vagina type of dude.
No. I was trying to get some pussy. So that's the reason I walked. No, but that's the reason I walked about 2 miles in the snow on the track. And on top of that, didn't even get it.
I was just about to ask you that. So you walked 2 miles and you didn't hit nothing.
Didn't even get me.
On some no bullshit shit. If you go 20 miles for that shit and a female don't get no pussy, you have no choice but to rape her.
Damn. I agree. Before we go on. Before we move further, College Park Radio do not condone rape. I just want to go on record and say that.
Before we get to it, I've never done this and I never will. I'm just saying, because I'm not going to go 20 miles for some pussy. Like, if I go 20 miles for some pussy and you don't give me no shit, like, I will snap
Why
the
you
fuck
say
out of
you.
Wait.
What's even worse? If I go 20 miles and I get there, you tell me on your period. That's going to piss me off more.
It's going in that.
That's some real shit, though.
Hey, that's some real shit. That's some information we should know. Like, if you on your period or some shit, before we tell us.
You
have
the date rape drugs. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Don't nobody got time for that.
My nigga said a roofie's on the low. I don't know how to get started.
Tune up. All right.
Let them know. Happen.
All right, so the real question is, have a female ever done some crazy shit just to get some dick?
Hell fucking.
Gee, I say one thing, like, because this one female, she used to have this lock on her back door, and then you couldn't get it open unless you used, like, some tools. She had to, like,
what?
She had to get, like, some tools, like, and she didn't have a key.
You got
to
clarify that shit.
Like, it was a lock on her back door, and she needed, like, you had to, like, literally sit there and unscrew the shit to open the door.
So what you mean a lock? What the fuck do you mean?
Her daddy used to put an extra two locks, because they used to, like...
You lying your ass off.
No, I'm not lying, G.
So there was a female with a lock on her pussy.
Not on her pussy, on her door. Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
But you ain't saying all that. That's why I said clarify.
Get someone put a lock on their pussy. What have you ever heard?
I said clarify. You ain't clarified that shit.
Okay.
Right. That's why I'm like, this nigga lying his ass. So, all right, so clarify. When I say clarify, that means explain.
Okay.
So clarify what you mean.
Basically, this one female, she had to, like, literally, like, get some tools and, like, go to work on the door just to open it, just so I can come in, you know what I'm saying? Like,
damn.
I'm like, damn, I don't know if we should do all that because your peoples might wake up because everybody lives in a house, but, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, if you want to do that shit. Let's get with the business, shit. Let's go, shit.
So, all right, so, like...
And then she had to screw the shit back. Yes, before...
She had to lock her hair.
No, yeah, I had to lock the door. She had to, like, had to screw the shit back on, so, like, with tools and shit, to make sure...
It was a lot of shit, G, like...
That's funny as hell.
All right, so, is it fair to say that females are thirsty?
I want
to
say she was thirsty.
Or do they just want some dick?
She, you know what I mean? I wanted some, too, so, shit, I said do that shit. So...
real talk, my pops used to come into some rounds with some thirsty females. Like, they used
to. Why I gotta be your pops though? You ain't got no stories about you? Like,
nah, damn. Cause I don't do. I never. Fuck you. Cause I'm not finna explain this whole motherfucking thing to y'all. It's just easier for me to say fuck you. But my pops used to have, like, females going wild. Like, they used to come crash barbecues at our crib and shit, and my pops used to have to call the police. This was some bitch shit on his end. Like, if he was a real nigga, he would have shut that shit down. But he had females propose to him before. That's some thirsty shit. Like, if a female proposed, like, has the courage to propose to a man, that's some thirsty shit in my
opinion. See, I don't feel like you're right. That's independent. I-N-D-E-P, the rest, you know what I mean?
Your ass can't spell right now.
I know it. But I'm just saying, y'all just know the rest.
Hey, man, that nigga left
his
like
Hey,
real talk, we finna start a new fund on College Park Radio so we can get L.A. hooked on Phonics, man. Y'all want to send some donations, follow us on Twitter, at KP Radio.
Y'all want to play around. We drinking. I'm tweaking. I'm having fun. I ain't listening to these players.
Hey, speaking of that, man, let me pull up a shot real quick. Why are we doing that, man? My boy Wes, he walked in Studio 15. Wes, you have, like, all right, so why do niggas do silly shit for pussy? Have you ever done some silly shit for some pussy? Has a female ever done some silly shit for some dick?
Why do I think that men do crazy shit for pussy?
Have you done something crazy? We talking about you, bro.
Have I done crazy shit for pussy?
Yeah.
No, I have.
Hey,
I probably have.
Let me say one more thing.
I would not doubt if I did.
Let me say one more thing.
I guess it just came to me.
But
tune up.
Look, pussy should never be.
What can you say?
Pussy should never be that controllative over your life where you have to do dumb shit like that. Like, real talk. I know it's very loud, but real talk. At the end of the day, God blessed us with two hands. That's all I
got.
What you gotta say, Dios?
All I gotta say.
Dad, you as funny as fuck for that, but I don't know. But some pussy just feel better than that. So, like, I would do some dumb shit. Like, I would walk down.
All I'm saying is, weak niggas need pussy. Real niggas just need.
Hey,
that's it.
That's true too.
Hey, I mean, shit.
Without social buzz,
if push comes to shove, that's why God made lotion.
Hey,
that's some funny shit right there. All right. So what? Like, what's up, man? What you gotta tell us, man?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, pussy is probably one of God's greatest creations. It really is. And a man who just about anything for some pussy. If you really think about,
I like
think about just movies and shit. Most of the time, like, you know, pretty much as far as movies,
pussy is involved in everything. Think about it. A man's trying to impress some pussy, avenge some pussy, impress pussy, kill pussy. So the whole world somehow, some way revolves around pussy.
That
think about the war on choice. That was all over a piece of pussy.
That deserves a round of applause there, though.
I got some drunk shit to say.
What you gotta say?
You probably looking at it the wrong way, man. Yet it is the nigga who's wielding the penis that slays the dragon. He makes shit happen.
I don't know, Dio.
I'm gonna really thank y'all, the church. Think about the beginning of time.
Hallelujah.
When Adam fell, whatever he did, it's
been. Preacher.
You can't tell me that he did.
Go ahead. Hallelujah.
You can't tell me he didn't play some slick shit like, you know, yeah. Man, you really should eat his fruit. Don't think she ain't throwing her head or giving no bomb ass pussy or ride the shit.
Hallelujah.
You can't tell me that.
Hallelujah.
David had somebody killed over some pussy. His son Solomon had, what, 700 wives, 300 concubines.
We going to church right now, yo.
The King Jr., he was a big ass flirt.
True.
Fucking, what's my drink, nigga? You see, Jesse Jackson, he had a little child.
Well, damn, all right. Before you take us to church, my nigga, here's the next question. Do females run shit with they pussy? Yeah.
Definitely. Unfortunately.
You know what? We have some females that just... Pass the mic to the females.
They know they can get what they want because they have what we want.
I'll say something. All right, DJ Bam. Yeah, most definitely. Because if we don't say we want to fuck that night, y'all gonna act mad and do all that other shit. Y'all probably might fuck a bitch on the other side, but you gonna still be thinking about the bitch that told you she ain't want to give it up.
Damn.
So y'all, therefore, y'all gonna call her more, try to take her out or some shit.
Hell yeah.
Y'all gonna pull out your best trick. Yeah, y'all still ain't gonna hit. Some of y'all will probably be crying because y'all ain't hit after all the work y'all put in. And then, if we sit here and be bold enough and be like, hey, yo, I want to give it to you tonight, y'all just going to be like, hell yeah.
We will.
Then what? Y'all ain't got shit to say now.
A man is like a microwave, and a woman is like a oven. You got to preheat them and shit.
Damn.
You got to tell them what they want to hear. You got to... Pussy's not free.
That's some real shit.
Pussy is not free. At least good pussy.
Alright, well shit. Hey, you know what? You know what? Because that's like a question though.
Okay, go ahead and say what you go.
I'm about to say Bam Bam said some real shit. If they don't wanna do it, all we gotta do is suck it up. Unless we're a rapist or some shit.
Look, y'all just said way worse than y'all
hear.
If she give me the pussy, I'm gonna rape this bitch. I said no.
But you let everybody know what you be thinking.
No, that's what I think, but I don't act upon these actions. I got way worse thoughts than that, alright?
Alright.
I don't ever know. Wait. Y'all haven't seen me act on that.
But, like, I understand what they're saying.
Y'all ain't never seen me go.
Your girl, you can't rape your own girl.
No. Hey, real talk.
I feel what you're saying, Dad.
That is true, though.
You gotta trick her, like, you at least gotta whip your dick out and be like, it ain't gonna suck yourself or something. Like, whip it out and smack over.
So if you don't get no pussy, at least get some head.
And then, like, if you can't get no head, you gotta be the kindest of gentlemen and open that door.
That kind of goes to what Bam Bam was saying. Like, we do the most for some pussy. We open doors. We buy flowers. We buy cars. We do all that shit.
I'm not gonna lie. I've done that shit before.
Just for some pussy. Like, have a female ever done that shit for you? Has she ever bought you a gift? Has she ever...
Females ain't gotta like buy us gifts for us to get them off.
Exactly.
A chick ain't gotta buy me some flowers for me to give her some dick. All you gotta just look at me and I'm gonna give her some dick.
You that easy?
On the real.
At this state right now,
Wait.
Y'all see joint virgin ass ain't lady in on
this. He's like, shit, dog, what's up? This nigga so called doing homework and shit. All right, man. So, look, we about to go ahead and get into the next segment, ladies and gentlemen. It's America's favorite game. She can get it.
Yo, it's time to play America's favorite game. She can get it. But before that, we going to pour up and take these shots. Because y'all might
pull
like
up.
Some bitches tonight on these shots.
Yeah. Damn, my shot glass all fucked up.
Yeah, it's all split and shit.
Yeah. Why would you still pour it, folks?
Hey, DJ Dale is officially drunk right now.
Can somebody give me a new shot?
Hey, just sit here. Hurry up. I think that's the one I broke and threw at Lester, G, real tough. I mean, LH, my bad. But look, check it. Y'all ready, man? We going to have everybody in the room that wants to play this game. If y'all ain't ever listened to our show or been here before, She Can Get It is when we pick two females against each other and we say, why would you pick one female over the other?
True.
So, you know what I'm saying? DJ Daryl picked today's version of She Can Get It. He picked the hip-hop rapper's version.
Hip-hop rapper version, yep.
Female rappers, might I add.
I'm gonna take the other.
No. So it's all female rappers. All
right. Y'all ready?
It ain't that many female rappers, though.
But it's enough for She Can Get It, though.
Shut up.
Oh, okay.
Chill out. All right. So who gonna go first? Fuck it. Which way we going today?
We go this way.
Alright, fuck it. Today, alright, we got Queen Latifah versus MC Light. Go.
Alright, Queen Latifah or MC Light? MC Light. Like, MC Light is beautiful. She's beautiful, dog. That's all I can say. I mean, like, I would fuck Queen Latifah, but I don't know. I don't know. Like, Queen Latifah, she remind me of my sister, so I can't do that shit. So I'm going to have to go with MC Light on that shit. Although Queen Latifah is probably more successful than MC Light, I'm going to have to go with MC Light.
Jeez. All right, LH, let's go.
Queen Latifah,
man, I'm going with...
Wait.
Man, fuck that. Fuck that MC Light. I'm going with Queen Latifah. I love doing some big-boned women. Real talk.
Before somebody steals my...
And she got a lot more money than MC Light. MC Light... How many albums?
I just said that.
Like, I'm saying, she got way more money, so why would I go with her? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go with somebody way more successful. You feel right?
Before somebody steal my shit, I'm going to roll with Queen Latifah because she looked like she could suck a good dick. Because I know somebody else over there was thinking that shit. So I can't steal my shine tonight.
I got a better reason.
Alright, let's keep it going. We got our nigga Boo in the building.
Shout out to my nigga Boo. He's up in Studio 15. He up in Studio 15 right now. Yeah, it's still going. He's up in Studio 15 right now, man. Hey, Blue, who would you pick, man?
I say Queen Latifah. All right. And the only reason I say Queen Latifah, because if you think about it, of course, MC Light, she beautiful. She got the bread. She got the skills. Most niggas don't want to fuck her. She probably been through more niggas than Queen Latifah because Queen Latifah prefer females. So as far as quality of pussy, Queen Latifah, because less niggas been through it.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. We're going to say that for another discussion. I was trying to figure out Queen Latifah, is she gay?
She gay. She's a lesbian.
Did she come out and say, I'm gay?
She's literally a lesbian.
Didn't come out with it. They just caught a picture of her and her girlfriend.
Hella pictures. Ass grabbing.
You mean like the nigga, though? Once you think set it up, you automatically think,
But she was rapping, though.
That's hard.
But not playing her.
She playing herself. Speaking of coming out.
Jay, what's up, bro?
You know, I got new white friends.
All right. I'm definitely going to have to go with Queen Latifah. She can get it. Just because I think she's a beautiful woman and that confidence, I'm telling you, that's the sexiest thing to me.
MC Light lately, dog?
She's beautiful.
She's
like,
bad.
I just think Queen Latifah 2 on the Oscar.
She don't got a face.
I'm going to go with MC Light. I'm going to definitely go with MC Light. I mean, she can handle a mic, so I know she can handle a dick.
Damn.
Hey, Queen Latifah raps.
And she's good with the tongue and with the wordplay, so.
You're gonna go with that.
I'm just saying. She could probably handle a dick in her mouth.
Alright,
man,
who would you say?
I would say Queen Latifah. Something attractive about somebody who knows how to be dominant. I don't feel like MC Light is about that life.
Hey,
I like the aggressive type.
Hey, that's him.
MC Light, Queen Latifah. What it is? It's your boy Fleetwood Jones. You already know what it is.
Freestyles for tonight,
y'all. Yeah, we gonna do that. We gonna rock that. Something on my phone. The shot just lost that, but I give it to MC Light because I used to listen to her when I was a shorty, like third grade, the cassette tapes. You know what I mean, I used to be thinking about her. She used to be rocking rhymes, so I give it to her all day.
Yeah,
I'm gonna fuck with Queen Latifah. Cause she got some bread on her.
So she got money, so you can fuck her. Alright, let's bring the Mac over here in Studio 15. Let's give it to Dios. Wait, did y'all wanna say something? I'm sorry. Y'all didn't wanna say nothing? So who y'all think is more beautiful?
Man.
Overall. I'm talking about money, you can look ladies.
Career-wise,
yeah,
I know
who
you are. I would say Queen Latifah
because
that's my name.
Her name is Latifah. Alright, it's your boy Dios, man. I'm playing Jackson again, but I like to say I'll take MC Light over the Queen Latifah because MC Light can rap me to sleep, bro. Like, she'll spit riddles and I'll fall asleep like a baby.
It all your
like rapping, I just like,
that
damn.
Was nasty, but true.
I ain't mean spitting like they all freaky motherfuckers. Y'all dirty ass niggas. Fuck that shit.
Alright, chill out, man.
Wow. Alright, y'all. We're gonna go with,
before you do that, so it's obvious that Queen Latifah, she can get it. I'm surprised.
I mean, we
that's what it is.
On this show, we never came to like a clear cut winner. I'm disappointed in y'all. Man.
So
like,
this is what we're gonna do tonight.
Nah,
Queen Latifah wins because you chose Queen Latifah too, right, Dad?
Queen Latifah wins, dude.
She won. I low key, I felt like MC Light was gonna win that shit. Yeah, only three. Queen Latifah won.
Y'all fucking up.
She can get it, man.
Check it. DJ Daryl dubbed this the white girl round. We're gonna go with Iggy Azalea versus Krayshawn. And I'm gonna roll with
Who the fuck is Iggy Azalea, nigga?
You don't know who Iggy is.
I'm gonna give y'all 7 seconds to look it up.
Iggy Azalea.
Alright, check it. I'm gonna go with Krayshawn. Just because of the fact that she liked to use the N-word. And we can play runaway slaves and shit while we fuck. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. She called me nigga Jim for all I can. Right. She gonna get the D tonight, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna roll with Krayshawn. She's tatted too.
She is, though.
Kind of sexy.
But Iggy Azalea's tatted too, though. Iggy Azalea is kind of sexy too.
I didn't even look up Iggy Azalea. I was just going with Krayshawn.
Nah, she's sexy as hell. I'm gonna have to fuck with Iggy on that one, yo. She has that accent. She's not from here. She's from Australia, so she has that Australia accent. She fucks with Ace. Or she used to fuck with ASAP, but she's not anymore though. So I'm gonna have to go with Iggy, dog. She's sexy.
That's fucking
LA. Who you pick?
Hey, I pick off the back Iggy and what the fuck? Yeah, whatever her name is. Whatever that bitch name. I mean, hold on. Her name is Iggy Azalea. That's what I'm going with. You know what I'm saying? I just looked at her picture and she got a fat ass. So I was gonna go with Krayshawn because Krayshawn be on that, you know what I'm saying, on that LA shit, that turned up shit, but fuck it. I'm going with Iggy Azalea.
You never heard of Izzy? She got a song called Pussy.
Wait, can we bring it back? This is Dab. I'm officially changing my vote. Fuck that. I don't care about that nigga shit no more. I'm running with Iggy Azalea. She looks like she got a beautiful pussy.
Hey, Iggy Azalea is fine as hell, yo. Alright, so look, Jay, who you think, dog?
She looks like she's fine.
Do you know who Krayshawn is?
Yes, I know who Krayshawn is.
Do you know what she looks like?
Yes, I know what Krayshawn
is. All right. I'm
trying to make sure. Everybody on CUT know what Krayshawn looks like. But no, man, I'm definitely have to go with everybody else. Iggy Azalea can get it all day long. All day long. I swear to God, I wouldn't stop on her.
I would probably have to go with the Australian chick. Krayshawn just look like she on too much shit. Like, Krayshawn look like she off Molly's, Ecstasy, K2, K2 is synthetic weed. The shit smells like an incense.
I'm gonna go ahead and go with baby girl E.
Cause you know what I mean, she looking right, you know what I mean, she be looking elegant, excellent, you know all that, you know what I'm saying. But Krayshawn, she be on that extra shit, like you know what I mean. That's why she ain't getting it.
Yo, man, y'all tweaking on my girl Krayshawn. She doing trippy stick out the ass, dog. I'm going with Krayshawn. Oh. Fuck you, B. We experimenting tonight.
Have you seen Iggy Azalea before you said this?
Yes, I have seen Iggy Azalea.
I'm gonna have to go with Iggy. That ass. That's all. That's it.
Man, listen, man. It's your boy Deals right here. This shit finna get real right here. I wanna give y'all the breakdown right now. If y'all don't know who Iggy is, you know what I'm saying? Iggy is this thick white girl. And she probably got an accent because she's from Australia. She was fuck with ASAP Ugly Lab. Listen, so you tripping. You ain't see the pitch I saw. So look, I think I'm going to have to rock with her over that other one because, you know what I'm saying? That shit was ridiculous. You don't even really see no white girls with an ass like that. Iggy, bro. Iggy, get it. Yeah, you get real sticky. Right.
And she had ASAP's name tattooed on her too, but she had to take it off.
I'ma fuck her ASAP.
She had to take it off because they broke up.
Fuck,
she's single right now. She's single right now.
Alright, it's deals, man.
Well, Iggy, if you ever need a beat or whatever, you need a production, holla at me.
Real talk, Iggy, come fuck with College Park Radio. We'll get you that. We'll get you two Amtrak tickets. One to get here and one when you get here. That's some real shit. Alright.
Shit, I'm going on the way back.
Right. Damn. Last round,
my nigga.
Yeah. Last round. All right. Next round, we got Nicki Minaj versus Trina. Y'all know who I'm rolling with, so I don't even pass this shit over my way.
Y'all know who I'm rolling with. Even though I hate that ass.
All right, so you said Nicki Minaj versus Trina? Damn.
I'm rolling with Nicki.
Nicki?
Yeah. Fuck
y'all. Hey. All right, so Bav got Nicki. I'm going to have to choose Trina. Hey, the reason why? Because Trina's ass is real. I can't fuck with no fake ass. I can't fuck with ass shots. I'm going to have to fuck with Trina. She's been that bad bitch since 2000.
Hey,
so I'm going to fuck with her.
I heard ass shots make a girl pussy tighter.
Right. The Aqua Solid shirt. Hey, so, hey, DJ Daryl, I'm going to have to fuck with Trina on that shit.
What's up, LH? Shit, I'm going with motherfucking Trina too. Like you said, I can't fuck with all that ass shots, titty shots, all that shit, Botox. It's just too much shit she got going on. She on that Lil Kim shit. Even though she was trying to come at Lil Kim, and she on the same shit she on. So I'm gonna have to go with Trina. Trina seems like she a real chick, and she be on some real shit. She ain't on no fake shit. That's how I'm going with Trina.
Hey, before we pass the spell Botox, LH.
Fuck you, nigga. I'm shit, nigga. You ain't my teacher.
Oh. I'm gonna have to agree with everybody else too. I'm gonna roll with Trina. Cause Nicki crazy as fuck. She got too many fucking personalities.
That's like, you imagine that she's dead if she really
did. Y'all couldn't fuck with.
What if she
didn't
be a murderer?
I couldn't fuck with potentially dying in this scenario.
Right. Yeah.
If I'm gonna die, I'm not gonna wanna die in Nicki Minaj pussy. Like, I mean, I'd rather be in Trina shit.
Alright, I'm definitely gonna have to agree to disagree with all of y'all. I'm looking at pictures of Trina right now, and I'm looking at Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, I am so sorry to say it. I think she's beautiful, and I like her accents and her personalities. I think it's sexy as fuck. So I'm going to have to go with Nicki Minaj.
She can get it. She can get it. You're not even going to speak on it, huh?
All right. So, yeah, it's Trina. Think about the lyrics. Like, you don't know name, hope. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nicki ass crazy. I don't want no pussy on my sideburns. You know what I mean?
Yo.
I'm going with Nicki, man. Y'all tweaking.
Peace.
I'm sorry. Are you?
Shit. Hey, shout out to the ladies that came through Studio 15. We'll see y'all next time.
All right, I'll let
you know.
I'm gonna have to go with Trina. Cause thing is, I'm scared that Nicki will fuck around. She'll be nice and shit on my dick. Next thing you know, she'll be riding the shit and just start flipping the fuck out and have exorcism and shit. I'm not into that crazy shit. I'm gonna go with Trina, cause Trina, I mean, that ass. I mean, she's damn, just Trina. That's all I can say.
Hey man, whole time though, y'all niggas tripping, cause I know y'all know who Trina is, so y'all playing.
Trina was the original bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? Sucking dick ass bitch.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I was with it. I was with it since. I've been with it since 93, you feel me? So, y'all niggas tripping. If y'all don't think Trina some third bitch back like a real bitch. Nicki Minaj, yeah, that's artificial. I don't need no man made shit. She had a white doctor. That's pork, folks. I don't fuck with pork. Know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I like that all natural sister. You feel me? That's all I'm gonna say. Shit.
So, man, what's
looking like? Tune up, man. It looked like, damn, I don't know who won that shit. Trina won that shit?
She can get it.
Right, so Trina can get that shit, man. She has that natural ass. Ain't nothing like a natural ass. Nothing like it. All right, so look. It's Friday night, College Park Radio. We in Studio 15. We tuned up in this motherfucker. You about to go ahead and pour up our next shot. And we about to go ahead and get to the next Molly mix. After that, we're going to come back in, and we're going to tune up for y'all, all right? So let's go.
This is DJ Daryl, and you listen to College Park Radio.
Early in the mornings when I think about you.
Yeah.
I hit you like what you say. In the mornings when I wanna
call
you.
Yeah.
I hit you like
DJ what
you
Daryl.
Say.
Bed, blow, dope, go, void, couch, now, slow,
motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon. Hold up. Her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride. I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at, I'm saying nah. She's no saint, but she don't pose, she don't wear makeup by the bolo. Riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really date much, but she slows up. She got haters, but we all do. Heard you when the time comes, shawty fall through. Baby, look at they approach, how they court you. All of mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fast. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it is working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, cunt, love, nah. Caught in the moon, cell number wasn't on, goddamn.
Is it baby? I never made love, no, I never did. But it's from no high to fuck, I'll be a bad girl, I'll pull it to you. I keep promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had to do, I won't admit, no, not having it. But at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
This is your girl Terry, and you are turned up with College Park Radio.
All right, man. Yo, 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 man. It's your boy DJ Bell, man. Y'all know what it is. It's Friday night. It's College Park Radio, man, the pregame show. And we already got our shots poured up. Like I said, I've been sipping on this E&J, and I had a couple of shots of that vodka earlier. So I'm, hey, low key. Hey, I'm fucked up right now, low key, man. But, hey, this is a pregame show, so it is what it is. So we're going to keep this shit rolling. We're about to take our next shot. So we're about to raise our shot glasses up here, and let's go. Let's turn up.
Drink, nigga. Drink,
nigga.
Shut up, nigga. Drink,
little nigga. Shut up, nigga. Drink, little homie. Goddamn. Oh, man. Right now? Right now? What y'all talking about?
I ain't talking about. Hey.
Y'all talking about the library and shit? Y'all fucking up my vibe. Hey. Fuck that. Hey, join. Hey, you take your shot? You ain't taking no shots, are you? This nigga's over his head right now and shit. Hey man, we just took our last shot, man. Yo, I hope y'all out there in Radio Land, I hope y'all took y'all shots with us. Hey, I guarantee you fuck around with us, man, you be fucked up by 8 o'clock. I guarantee you that shit. Alright, so we about to go ahead and get into our sports news. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the sports world. So Jay, holler at the people, man. What's going on in the sports world, G?
Yeah, man, let me holler at y'all, man. This is the sports news right now. I'm going to give it to y'all. First off, we're going to start off with who is leading in the NBA right now. Let me check. Let me give you guys the top three teams in both conferences. Right now in the Eastern Conference, Miami is number one. Is it a surprise? Is it a surprise? LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, they're playing amazing. They're winning 45 games right now. They only lost 14 games. Second in the Eastern Conference is New York with 37-21. They're doing their thing. And third place is Indiana, 38-23. That's their record right there. They're doing the thing.
Hey, out of the blue, what's
the Bulls? The Bulls are ranked number six right now. They're number six right now in the conference. They got a record of 34-27.
The Nets is number four. Brooklyn is number four.
Brooklyn is number four. You wonder.
Atlanta, then Chicago.
Yeah. Brooklyn, Atlanta, and then Chicago. So
record-wise,
that is Eastern. Yeah, record-wise, Eastern Conference. So let me just give you guys once again the Eastern Conference top five teams right now is Miami, New York, Indiana, Brooklyn, and Atlanta, and Chicago's falling right behind in sixth place.
That changes though because the division leaders get the top three seeds.
Top three division leaders get the top three seeds. That's right.
And Bulls not division leaders. That's why we number six.
I'm saying, though, once we like put the games back behind Indiana, once we get ahead in Indiana, that's when we get back to the
seeds. You know, you always got to be a little hopeful, right?
So what's with the West Conference?
With the Western Conference going on, San Antonio is number one still. So I forget what you're talking about. Even though Tony Parker is injured right now, They are still winning. They have a record of 48-14 right now. They're killing it. Yeah. They're killing
it. Spurs are so, like, out of the blue type of team. Like, I hate the Spurs, but they...
How can you hate the Spurs?
I don't like them. Like, they just...
They're such a fundamental team.
They're so old, but the thing is, Listen, guys. I got it right here. I'm going to tell you what it is and what it ain't right now.
What it is?
You know what I'm saying?
Sterling.
All I can say is, as of 2013, in 2014, when D. Rose returns, the Chicago Bulls are going to be on the map. It's your boy, Jay Jacobs, man. Listen up. I'm going to tell you like this. Next year, the Chicago Bulls, they're going to dominate. D. Rose is going to come back and put everybody near his ball sack. That's all I'm going to say. You can't stop him. He's too fast. Too smooth. Fuck the Western Conference. The Eastern Conference Bulls are going to run it all next year, man. Remember that. 2014, the year of the Bulls. This is Jay Jacobs, man. I'm a homo. Listen. All
right. I agree with Dio. Here's the thing, though. Like, the Spurs, they are boring as hell to watch. I think that's probably why. They're boring as hell, but they're a good fundamental team.
They're a fundamental team.
They have so many veterans. You know, that's pretty much all they can do. You know, fundamentals.
But they're boring as hell to watch. But they know how to play the game smart.
No matter what they play the game smart.
So who number two right now?
Number two right now is OKC. OKC, you guys, I didn't have to say anything.
OKC.
With a record of 44-16, they are doing pretty good in the league. And guess who's in?
Yeah, the Lakers at though.
The Lakers right now are number ninth. They're number ninth in the Western Conference right now. If they don't get to number eight, they can't do it.
The Lakers number nine. Number nine. If the Lakers is number nine.
Number nine.
The third, who's the third?
Right. Well, the Los Angeles Clippers, man. Live City Clips. Blake Griffin.
I would have thought that was before.
Yesterday.
That's,
keep talking,
man.
Keep talking to you.
Well.
I was trying to see who number third was.
Number three is LA Clippers. They got a record of 44-19. And then following right behind them is Memphis. With a record of 40-19.
You said Memphis?
Memphis, man.
Memphis is
OJ Mayo and shit.
I never understood why.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, OJ Mayo plays for Dallas. You don't know your basketball.
My bad.
So you mean Maverick?
Stay with hockey.
No,
I mean the Memphis. Memphis.
OJ Mayo played for
Memphis Grizzlies.
Last year. I never understood why the Grizzlies was West. I never understood that shit.
It's because the way that the makeup is divided, you got so many Eastern teams that they have to fall west because they're closer to the West than they are to the East. Like,
that's why New Orleans
I can see that.
No, they used to be an Eastern Conference team. But once the Bobcats get headed, the Bobcats are further east than them, so they have to push them back to the west.
That shit,
it's a spatial thing, like
that shit. But Tennessee is like, I don't know, I don't get it. But it is what it is.
When you look at the map of the United States, like they're the furthest, like
they're further east.
No, that's like if you look at the map, they're closer towards the west. Like once you start looking at the team. That's why.
Looking at team shit.
Because there's so many teams bundled up in the, New Jersey. New York. Both the New York teams, Boston. All of them are so crowded east. That's why they have to space it out back west.
So just to recap, the top five teams in Western Conference right now: San Antonio, Oklahoma City Thunder, Los Angeles Clippers, Memphis, and Denver. Denver Nuggets. That's what's happening. I know people out here, I'm going to talk about the hockey. I'm going to talk about what's going on in hockey because you know what? Chicago is in it right now. I'm going to tell you something. If we look at the Western Conference, Chicago is the number one hockey team in the league.
How's Detroit doing?
Detroit right now is also in the Western Conference, and they are number six right now with a 23-11 record.
The Blackhawks is 23-0 right now, folks. They haven't lost one game.
Hey, Detroit is going to be on the team. They got their guns like 3 years in a row, nigga.
Yeah, they do.
So this month is March, so we got March Madness coming up. So you got any news with the college basketball?
Let me just tell you what the top teams in the USA are right now.
The top five teams,
I'll tell you what's going on in the nation right now. Gonzaga, number one.
Gonzaga.
Good thing I'm talking about the.
So Gonzaga is number one?
Gonzaga is number one. And the first time in school history. 29-2 record.
You know what I want to know what Louisville is. What they rank?
Like, Louisville. Louisville is number six right now.
Can somebody tell me what the fuck Gonzaga is?
I'm USM.
Washington.
Is it Washington?
Yeah.
What's the top five seeds for the March Madness?
The top five schools right now in America. Indiana, Gonzaga is number one. Indiana is number two. Duke is number three. Kansas is number four, and Georgetown is number five. It's all day long. And they all got winning records. You know what I mean? I just want to talk about some top players real quick before we pass it off and get to this. Actually, we don't even have enough time, and we got to get to this freestyle battle, right?
So who's the top players, though?
The top players in the NBA or the college?
They got to play the conference tournament first.
Well, the top players in the nation for college right now are Trey Burke. He's a point guard. He's a sophomore from Michigan. This man is averaging 18 points a game, 7.2 assists a game, 3.77 assists to turnover ratio. That's his. I mean, and
who he played for?
Yeah,
Michigan.
He plays for Michigan.
Where's he? You know where he's from?
I have no idea where he's from, but he is undoubtedly, they say, the best in the country here on GameLab.net. But also the second one is Doug
McDermott.
Yeah, there we go. And he's from Creighton, and he's a junior, man. This dude is killing it.
Creighton, man.
He plays for Creighton. Number three is Mason Plumlee. He's a senior for Duke. He's killing it, of course. He's a senior on Duke. So, of course, he's killing it. Number three. Those are the top three dudes in the nation right now. So, that's killing it right now.
That's NCAA.
That's NCAA. You know what I mean? That's what's going on. And if you can picture for the NBA, the top offensive players are, of course, Kevin Durant.
Of course.
Carmelo Anthony in number two. Kobe Bryant, for some reason, is in number three.
So is LeBron James looking like he's going to be the MVP?
Yeah.
It is kind of looking that way.
Unfortunately, right?
I don't say unfortunately. The man deserves it.
He deserves it. He's killing it.
He's dominating the league.
I'm not even gonna go back to college.
I went to Southern University in Baton Rouge, so I just want to say shout out to Grambling State University for going 0-27.
Don't fuck with my grandfather. Grambling State went 0-27 in the basketball season.
LH was talking about we hate it. Hey, I don't hate on LeBron James. I like him, but I don't feel like I'm not sucking his dick like they is. That's just me though. I understand greatness and shit. I'm just not gonna suck his dick like that. That's all I'm saying, LH. That's all I'm saying, Jay. Tune up. That's what's up. What you gotta say, Dio?
Man, y'all need to see that movie. Ooh, shit. Y'all need to see that movie Above the... What's it called? More than the game. The LeBron movie, man.
Yeah.
That nigga made me want to go out in my driveway and throw some dunks down. Gee, that nigga... Look, LeBron had my ass on. Y'all niggas tripping on the nigga who was accepting free Lambos at like 19 and shit.
I'm not saying LeBron should be MVP.
That nigga was 18. You tripping.
Exactly.
He don't give a fuck.
This is how I feel. I feel like the NBA is too predictable. Like, if LeBron James is the MVP, that's too predictable. Like, give it to somebody else who's not going to get it. Give it to, like, a Kevin Durant or give it to a Russell Westbrook.
Whoa.
That's just how I feel. It's too predictable. That's why more people watch NCAA than NBA. I just feel like LeBron James, if he gets the shit, it's just predictable, dog. That's just how I feel.
Can I just say one thing real quick about the policy of getting this kind of award of MVP?
Like, what you got to say, G?
You actually got to be the best in the league. And LeBron is getting that award because he happens to be the best in the league. It might be predictable every year, but he's the best in the league every year. Somebody get that. Hey, low key.
This nigga dad put on my Facebook. He put this funny ass picture of LeBron, all bold as fucking shit, talking about niggas be like, I don't take steroids.
I'm not going to say anything after that. That's all I'm going to say. Don't say nothing, LA. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
Let's move on. On First Take the other day, I just want to get y'all a quick opinion on this. On First Take the other day, Skip Bayless said that the Miami Heat should be known as Lob City now over the Clippers. How do y'all feel about this?
Oh, yeah.
Let's make it real quick.
I don't know. They should be called like Lob City because they have the same amount of action plays and alley-oops just as amount as the Clippers. So I think they should be. And they be throwing shit from like half court and like full court, one hand and shit.
So look, let me ask y'all this.
Fuck the Clippers. We Lob City now.
Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think that Heat, chill out, Studio 15. Do y'all think that Heat gonna win the championship this year?
Unfortunately.
All right. And if they don't win, what y'all gonna do? Hey, chill out.
Shout out
to the Thunder.
Right.
I respect whoever we are dominant over the Thunder. We got a 6-game winning streak over the Thunder, so the Heat winning the ship is over.
But if they do lose,
we're not losing no more games till the playoffs.
Well, I just want to say both y'all are not.
Y'all not repping with the Bulls? Y'all not like no diehard Bulls?
I'm a diehard.
I know you is, Bill.
If the Bulls play the Heat, I'm gonna want the Bulls to win. Duh. I know motherfuckers that actually cheer against the Bulls. I know hella motherfuckers that cheer against the Bulls. But if the Bulls play the Heat, of course I'm gonna want the Bulls to win. But the Heat, my second team, like, and LeBron,
joins the bandwagon whenever the Bulls play the Heat.
No, I've been rocking with the Bulls before, nigga. I was rocking with the Bulls. We had Ben Gordon, Kurt Heinrich, Eddie Curry when we was struggling, nigga. Like, I've been rocking with the Bulls. So you can't. I'm a diehard Bulls fan. All right,
true.
LeBron's just my favorite player. When he came to the league, he became my favorite player. All
right,
and I'm kind of drunk, so I can't. Hey,
it is what it is. Jumping on and off that bandwagon.
All right, man, so look, it's Friday night. Y'all know how we get down here at College Park Radio. We have our freestyle. So, Dios, I'm going to pass the mic off to you, G. And approximately right now, you got like 4 minutes for you and your freestyle, man. So, what's good?
Yo, Dios doesn't really know what to do
with him. Got 4 minutes.
Yeah. We got 4 minutes and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Sterling Dios, nigga. You know, follow me on Twitter, man. Tell your bitch follow me, you know what I'm saying? Give me a shout out while you at it. I got my boy Dono in the building, you know what I'm saying? Ain't that Dono on Instagram. He ain't making no noise, though. What's up, nigga?
All right, man. You know, obviously, this nigga don't want to kick it off, so he go pass it to me, so I kick it off because I'm a true MC. I'm just trying to get a beat going.
All right.
Somebody give me a word.
Blue.
I'm Erdi Dios. On these microphones, he know that he don't want anybody that wanted to get it twice over. I leave him dead in the grave, working the grave shift. I'm sounding like an undertaker, take him under. I hope you got the scuba gear. Steve would drown if he came around. Fuck you mean I'm sounding like a shit. I don't even know King sitting on the throne. Man, these niggas need to figure out how to grip the mic in order to rock the crowd. Yep, I do it properly. Master of the ceremony. This is that Confucius thought. I got these niggas looking at me like I got that venomous cough. That's that flu. I do that voodoo. That's that down south flow. Woody, what it is. Yeah, New Orleans, that Hurricane Katrina, nobody mean her shit.
Shout out to all my family, the motherfucking boo.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I gotta hold my own, you know what I'm saying, demo, man. I ain't got no, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Jay, what you want with
me, I got like a minute left, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna spend some time.
You can't let a nigga come and live in your house.
Listen. I say, I'm LeBron on the court. Use a court jester. Take a suggestion. Sit your ass down and take an aspirin. I give you boys headaches. Y'all niggas just plotting. Y'all niggas is hating. I'm fucking Bin Laden. I blow your crib up. Y'all niggas tripping. I blow your little sis up. But motherfucking semen, she gonna catch you with her face and catch the holy demon. I'ma pray for that bitch though. Listen, your baby mama is a sinner. I'm a winner. So I fucked her and then you was the beginner when you tried to fuck her. So you raising my kin. Yup, y'all niggas is weak as hell, and I'ma just throw y'all on the spin. I say I need a mixtape. I mean, I need Halle Berry too. Your girlfriend go come over and do what Halle Berry do. I mean, that's monster ball. I mean, she ate my balls up. I don't really give a fuck. Y'all ball hogging, ball up. Listen, check up, nigga. I don't really give a fuck. I don't give respect up, nigga. Y'all gotta earn it. Better check up, nigga. I ain't a doctor, but I got the patience to wait before your bitch come over and that's fish bait. Nigga, y'all ate, nigga. That's it.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is, man. Dio, shout out to my nigga Dio's, man. Hey, fam, what's your name again, G?
Fleetwood Jones.
Shout out to Fleetwood Jones, man. He came through.
Got that voice, bro.
Are you going to say you going to leave? You got to leave? All right, man. Hey, we might have him on tomorrow's episode on College Park Freestyle. Y'all know how we get down. So we about to do our last-minute shout-outs. What's good? All right. What's good, man? Last-minute shout-outs.
Hey, man. It's your boy. Man, I'm fucked up. What's my... Oh, yeah. My name is L.H., the motherfucking drinking king. Follow me on Twitter at LH_DA_drinkingking. And then follow me on Instagram at LH_drinkingking. Same old shit, just a different day. Tune up. Let's go.
Hey, man, this is your boy here, Jay Jacobs, man. You know, we tuning up here at College Park, bro. It's just a good time, man. We always doing it here, and it's live.
Hey, this your girl, DJ Bam Bam. You know how we get down Friday night. Get a tune up. Let's go.
Hey, check it out. This is your homie joint, man. Shout out to all the guys that came through, man. Shout out to my nigga. Shout out to all my niggas, bro. I'm just confused words. Yeah.
Confused words.
Shout out to the Liberal joint.
This your boy Dono, aka Fleetwood Jones. Catch me at Twitter at the letter D, original Don. You know what I'm saying? And catch a nigga on Instagram at Ain't That Dono with two N's. Peace and blessings. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm saying it's your boy Sterling Deals. Now I'm saying cuff your girl and get your girl cuffed. Just one, whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Shout out everybody in the building. Shout out, you know what I'm saying, my niggas that ain't here no more. Shout out my nigga Dav. I'm passing it to my right. You feel me? Yeah, go.
Yo. It's your boy Dav. I can't say no cool shit like the rest of these niggas did, but shout out to everybody that came through. Shout out to everybody listening. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, DAVRONWBOYD. Shit, turn up. Oh, tune up.
All right, man. It's your boy DJ Daryl, man. Y'all know what it is, man. College Park Radio. Check us out every Friday and Saturday night, 6 to 8, man. We the pregame show. And make sure y'all tune in to tomorrow's episode. Y'all know what it is, man. Same place, same time. Check us here at 6 p.m. at night. Make sure you have your shots ready. Follow me at GoDJDaryl on Twitter. And make sure you hit me up on Instagram. I am DJ Girl. And one more thing, though. Follow the College Park Radio page at KP Radio Show on Twitter, man. Hit us up there, man. Let us know what's up. Send us y'all tracks. It's out the Instagram. We hit us up on Instagram, College Park Radio. You feel me? This is the last word. Peace, party. Also, like us on Facebook, College Park Radio. Peace, party, and party. You feel me? Tune up. Let's go.
Turn down for what, nigga?
Bullshit. Safe to say I'm a born shit. Get your girl up in the poor whip. Gucci shoes, call them foreign kicks. Double G's and LV's. Number three on my sleeve. Polo shirt, they got horses on. Car fast, got horses on. Cost me a little dojo.
DJ J.
Told your girl that she should come through. Pop a bottle, jump on the cloud. Get off the ladder, man. Punishment, won't play games. Keep the cannon like D games. Shut up the club and shoot it up with money. Now I call that the same production.
She fell in love with my swag floor. Left me saying that your swag born. Cashed out and bought a few pounds. Team player, blood on the town. Blowing piss on my new will. All white, call it cool will. Tough dogs with a bad bitch. I can't help it, it's a habit. I'm born. She love me cause I'm born. I'm born. And she say you niggas born. You're born. And she love me cause I'm born. I'm born.
Fell in love with my swag boy. Left me stay at your swag boy. Cashed out and bought a few pounds. Team player, put on the town. Blowing tip on my new whip. All white, call it cool whip. Tucked off with a bad bitch. I can't help it, it's a habit. I'm too fly. Purple kush got me too high. So Southside, free bump J, I'm too shy. I do it big, but my homie still doing big.
Free J, no.
I do it big, but my homie still doing
free
big.
Play, bro.
Summertime, I'm flexing on it. Two chains, nice watch. Earlobes on icebox. Tats all on my flesh, nigga. Spade Gucci got next, nigga. What the fuck you expect, nigga? Told her, buddy, don't hit my line unless it's about that check, nigga. I'm swagged out. Gripping money like I cashed out. Up a four lean and it's double cup. I'm about to pass out.
spit for my new will. All white, call it cool will. Tucked off with a bad bitch. I can't help it, it's a habit. I'm born. Born. She love me cause I'm born. I'm born. And she say you need to change. You're born. And she love me cause they born. Fuck, there's a born.
Turn down for you. Nigga, it's your ankle is about the same size of an ankle monster. It'll be about late one time, I'm gonna put an ass on probation. I'ma give two strikes, you fucked up with me, I'ma give her life. I'ma walk by shine with a bitch, I ain't say hi, none of my life. Got 80 chains, I got 100 rings. And a nigga can't take my eyes. Got a murder truck, but I beat the shit, cause a nigga tried to take my life. I'm a millionaire, but I'm a country boy. And my right hand man got a trumpet choice. Got a cell charge, I'm a serving boy. Make it say bird, I'm the golden boy. And I'm still the plant like low in the Lord. Popping and popping and popping the chip. Talking that shit, now you shot in the head. Rich squad niggas don't shoot in the lid. Trust who I fall in, I bought till I fall, but the neighbors don't talk cause the neighbors are scared. White girl, a black girl, a hell of a mix. Rollin' up, cause why they taking my dick? On my chain, it's a tag chain. All my niggas get mine. If you get tired, then tag in. Then me and your freaking start fucking. Got two choppers, it's a tag chain. Four bad bitches, then it's all me. Had to break in like 10 houses to ride on these 9x17. Who's my fault? That's 17-9. I ain't had time, I was grinding real hard. People going crazy, and my mama going crazy with a leader. Now the bitch, you gotta thank the Lord. Fall so hard when it came out of jail. Let me get a scene out with the dojo. Chillin' on me until I throw up. What you wanna be when you grow up? Cool up, cool up, nigga. All these hoes from the cool up, nigga. Go up, nigga. All these hoes from the cool up, nigga. Go up, nigga. Go up.
Turn down for what, nigga?
Go up, nigga. All these hoes from the cool up, nigga. Young scooter, that my chain. Glock of Ellis, that my shooter. RP to my nigga, John. Think about your ass every day. Mama calls, says she needs some money. Sell tip ass and a man smile. Child knows, no shoes. Gotta get them them new shoes. Man, your head to your mama. Hide your body in a restroom. Nigga want shit in the way. Playing around with my wolves. Gucci man is a cool dude, but the nigga might turn to a werewolf. Got a stash box in this all hunters. And your CEO ain't worth nothing. Been half a million in 3 weeks. Gucci man, I'm a blessed man. I'm a real man, you can't feel me, man. These fuck niggas keep trying to hold me back. Matter of fact, nigga, slow down. When you drop a little neck, you'll spill my yak. Like thinking, nigga, I'm big and black. Lost so many times, you done hurt my neck.
Go up, nigga. All these hoes from the go up, nigga. Go up.
Turn down for
all
what,
these
nigga?
Go up, nigga. Go up, nigga. Go up, nigga. Go up, nigga. All these hoes.
Not your speed, fast lane, race you beat you out your car, you ain't got no pink slip, that's not your car, I'm caked up, don't get no fool, you could own it, club on me in your club, it's not your club, we own it, this not your shit, plenty chips, make the cheddar, I'm on my nacho shit, take money, I'm out your home. Finesse you watch your dough. It's not your dough.
You said that was yours. Survey said it's not yours.
DJ Jerry.
This is your girl Terry, and you have turned up with College Park Radio.